The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. He calls her crooked, and she says right back at you. More after this from Charlie. Donald Trump's brand is his wealth and his competence as a businessman. And now, with the release of court files on the lawsuit against his now-defunct Trump University, Hillary Clinton thinks she has something that will make her emails look pretty boring.
This is just more evidence that Donald Trump himself is a fraud.
Among the documents, detailed sales pitches to prospective Trump University students. CBS's Jan Crawford says the salespeople were told to look for students who might be easily swayed by the promise of making a lot of money quickly.
One example, are they a single parent of three children that may need money for food? Potential students were invited to free workshops where they were pressed to take additional courses, one costing almost $35,000.
And if students hesitated, salespeople were told to use this line, quote, "You've had your entire adult life to accomplish your financial goals. Do you enjoy seeing everyone else but yourself in their dream houses and having their dream cars with huge checking accounts?" Of course, it was Trump himself who brought this on by criticizing the presiding judge in the case. Here's what he said.
Judge has been very unfair, has not done a good job. He's been a very bad judge. He's been very unfair.
Judge Gonzalo Curiel basically said, if you're going to question my integrity, let's let public opinion decide. Although Trump implied a different motivation.
The judge, who happens to be, we believe, Mexican, which is great. I think that's fine.
Actually, it turns out Judge Curiel was born in Indiana, which has never been part of Mexico, as far as I can tell. The judge also released the names and addresses of former students. By mistake, he says. He apologized for that, but it means we'll be hearing a lot more about what Trump University was really like. And so there it is, Mr. Trump's private university versus Mrs. Clinton's private email server. And may the least distrusted person win. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.